Mic test.
Wait, no, I'm not.
Oh.
Stop recording. Oh, God.
No,
I'm
I can't
not
now.
Ready.
We're already 5 seconds in.
You said
Once you pass the 5 second rule, there's no going back.
I'm not ready.
You sound ready.
Stop. Stop the thing. I have to do my thing.
We're coming across the 20 second rule now. That's the point of no
but
return.
But if you can stop.
There we go. Point of no return.
Damn it.
It's like in.
Well, I'm going to be unprepared for this podcast now.
It's like in.
It's like in what?
Back to the Future 3.
The one that no one watched.
I watched it a lot.
You're like the only person that watched it.
No.
Because people are like, Cowboys. Forget that.
Cowboys are cool.
They didn't say forget that. They said something else, but...
I said,
I'm censoring
yay.
It for...
No, they said yay.
Cowboys, yeah, because back in whenever Back to the Future was popular, yay meant like a bad thing.
No. Yay meant Oscar worthy.
Yeah, but didn't win them Oscar.
No, I don't think it was nominated for anything.
Yeah, because it was a bad movie.
Maybe it won a Saturn Award.
Because it was like Cowboys. What?
Cowboys and science
now you're
fiction.
Just, now you're just jumping the shark.
Did you see Cowboys?
I'm sorry, but I don't like when people do the whole, I'm a scientist from the future, I'm going to go back in time, and then I'm going to make these futuristic guns and stuff.
Yeah, I hate
it
those
is
movies.
So lame.
I hate those
so
movies.
So lame.
How many of them are there?
Like, one.
One? Did you see all one of them?
I think I did. The end had them on the skateboard thing.
Yeah, on the train.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's that scene where the scientist guy was shooting the people in the beginning and with his futuristic gun.
Yeah.
See? Oh, I hate that
no,
so much.
No, it was just a gun with a scope.
Yeah, because they didn't have scopes back then, so it was like magic.
Yeah. Tannen, this gun could shoot the fleas off your horse from 500 yards. Hey, you stinking blacksmith.
Whoa, yellow easy belly. There, racist boy. God.
What? He was white.
Uh-huh. That's what you say. You say that because I haven't seen the videos.
He even had white hair.
Yeah, okay.
It's a white guy with white hair.
Uh-huh.
The ultimate white.
How about, white. How about down there?
See, they called him Doc Brown, though, so I don't know.
See? Racist.
I was walking through Square One today. There was a store called Brown's, and there were these guys.
Is it a shoe store?
I think so.
Sounds like a shoe store.
There's a bunch of just brown guys trying to take a photo in front of it.
See, that's just dumb. I'm
no,
sorry.
It was. Do you remember? You know the stairway where Burger King is, or it's gone now. But
what?
Yeah,
I heard rumors. Is it true?
Yeah, I don't know if they took away for good, but they're renovating a lot of the mall.
Oh my god!
So that
no
part
more
is
Burger
gone.
King.
Anyways, the stairway there.
No, no, no. That's more important. No
they
more
were
Burger King.
Blocking
in
the stairway
Square
to
One?
Take a picture in front of Brown's. I know.
I they better be renovating. Just
well, they
Burger
are renovating.
I mean, like just you know. 2013.
Yeah. We don't have access to the weird Baptist church now.
Oh, good. No one that never went there.
They actually renovated that area, too.
What? Why? Who goes there?
I think they did something to it. I don't remember.
There's like a secret side of Square One that I don't know about where it's like all religion and death and rape. And all through that baptism church. That's...
Derek, I know, Derek went through there once. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's why he changed his mind about Canada Nothing. He went in there and he's like, I had an epiphany, guys.
But didn't that happen like years ago?
Yeah, it just caught up to him.
Oh, the symbols started making sense.
He was only in there for like 5 seconds, but something happened.
Also, I'm a vegetarian now.
Something happened. I wonder what.
See, but, I'm telling you, there's a secret
now
society.
Now they closed up and we can't figure it out.
But it's too late because we can't fix the arc.
Yeah, I know.
And really, at this point, do we even really care anymore?
I don't care. I want Derek back.
I don't know.
It's not the
what's he going to do? Oh, I have this new idea about a balloon in a chair.
Can't do the film challenges.
The challenge was stupid anyways.
No, they're the best thing.
And here's a challenge, and then, it's not really making sense. But, you know, it's okay if it's bad because that's part of the challenge.
Yeah.
The challenge is it good? The challenge is...
They were good.
No. The challenge was always, could we finish it? That was the challenge.
Yeah.
And look, it was finished. Was it good?
That's what all film challenges are. Can we finish it?
It's up to debate.
That's the point.
Nah.
Can you actually make a movie in
Can you make a good
hours?
Movie? That should be the challenge.
Well, nobody makes a good movie.
Well, that's the challenge. 48
hours.
That's the real challenge.
Except for the people who win the competitions.
But even then, they only won it because it was the best out of all of those.
It was like... The least worst.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they won. It's just that you were the best one.
The lesser of all evils.
Yes.
Hey, we're out of Whoppers.
What?
Well, I guess I have to get the chicken sandwich.
Ugh. Great.
So, film challenges
now,
are
see,
now like
you're,
chicken
now you're,
sandwiches.
Now you're making it relatable to me, and now...
Now you get it.
Yeah, and now
now
more film challenges.
Yeah, you're going to be part of it.
No.
Yeah.
Here's a challenge. Get Dare. That's the film challenge.
I'm going to make the next film challenge a documentary about getting Derek.
All right.
But you have to tell me stuff to put in.
You have to write a script, okay. And...
Derek. Derek.
Okay. I'll write a script, and you have to go up to Derek and say, hey, Derek, you're in the script. It says it here in the thing. He says you come back to the Canada.
You know how we ask for lines of dialogue? You have to give me lines of dialogue that I have to somehow get Derek to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm a vegetarian. No, I won't come back. There you go.
So, he has to say those things. He has to be in it. And I have to get him to either do something or be somewhere.
Should just be the can of the Derek film challenge.
Derek Challenge.
Yes.
Derek Challenge year one.
So, we're rebooting much like every other comic book out there.
Like comic books, movies, video games.
So, is it official? Has Marvel actually rebooted
Spider-Man?
I don't know.
You mean... No.
Were you telling me that they were going to reboot?
It's like, not really a reboot. It's more like a rebranding.
What? What does that mean?
Because they didn't do like what DC did, where they sort of retold their origins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just continued on from where everything left off, but they all call it Marvel now. And it's like, it's hip. It's now. It's Marvel.
So Cyclops is still a bad guy?
I think so. I don't know what's going on with the X-Men.
Dr. Octopus is still Spider-Man?
Yep.
But it's called Marvel now.
Yep.
So...
I don't know. I think... Actually, I was going to say that maybe they're trying to make it closer to the movies. Because they always do that kind of stuff whenever a movie comes out. But they're not really doing that. So, I don't really know the point of it.
So, they're just calling it Marvel. But is there a separate Marvel that's just not Marvel now? Or is everything coming out called Marvel?
There kind of is. There always is. There's like... They had a line of books that are sort of geared towards younger kids.
Oh, like Shonen, okay.
And then they used to have a line that was even more mature called Marvel Knights.
Seinen.
Yeah.
Seinen? I don't know. S-E-I.
Seinen. Just Saiyan. Just Saiyan. Just Super Saiyan.
That's not a funny joke to me. I'm sorry, Kalen's not here to laugh at your jokes.
That was funny.
Like, much like the slave that he is to your work.
Kalen's the best.
Because he laughs at your jokes.
Yeah.
He's just trying to suck up to you.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he just understands.
He understands me. That's why he laughs, though. He's like, oh, I get it, that's why. And then he'll just laugh.
Nah, that's an old joke, though. Back when Super Saiyans were still new.
So what, that was like 2000?
No, that was like 1995.
Well, when did we get it?
Before 2000?
You sure?
Yeah.
Weren't we in high school?
I don't know. I knew about it, though.
You knew about it?
It didn't air here, but I knew about it.
Because of the cards.
Because of the cards and the internet.
And I went to the Philippines, so I saw it.
Yeah.
That's how you knew it, because I went to Never mind.
That's how the whole world knew it.
And then that's it. Kalen's not here.
Yeah, poor Kalen.
Podcast 79.
No, you're not supposed to look at it. You're supposed to take a guess and just try to
Okay, know from memory. I think it's podcast 79.
I thought it was podcast 79. Is it podcast 79?
It's podcast.
All right, welcome to Canada Nothing podcast number 79.
Toot toot.
Oh, we were talking about Marvel.
Sure.
Yeah.
So DC is called DC Year One, and Marvel's is Marvel Now.
It wasn't Year One?
No.
What?
The new 100 something?
No. It was the new 52.
There you go.
Because there were 52 books.
But are there still books out there that haven't been rebooted? From DC?
Nope. They did everything.
Okay.
No, what I was going to say is I think the reason Marvel does it is to have new number one books. So then people who are new to it go, oh, it's the first issue. It's a good jumping on point. And maybe it'll be worth something in the future.
No, it's not. It's never... It's like wrestling. You just got to into it and then eventually it all makes sense.
Because you know wrestling. So you know the way it works. I know comics. I know the way it works. People who just saw the Avengers because someone told them it was good, and they go, oh, well, maybe I'll check out a comic book. Hey, there's a number one. I'll get that one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, you know, the way it works for comics is just go. Doesn't matter if you don't understand everything. You just keep going from there, and then at some point, it'll make all sense to you, much like how wrestling is.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I feel like, you know, there's just no good starting point for that stuff.
Even when they start with number one, there's still like all the history and stuff that you don't get, and it's just they thrust you into a new story.
Yeah.
Which is like if it was just issue 594, and they started a new story on that one, then you could jump on there. But
do they ever do the thing where they'll say like start of a new arc or something?
Well, usually they'll tell you like it's like whatever the title is, part one. Sometimes they'll say that.
Oh,
I miss like the old Marvel thing where they always used to say like every issue is somebody's first issue, so they would always put the big recap in the first page and they'll try to make it accessible to everybody.
Oh, that doesn't.
That's why they always had captions that explained, "Hey, I'm Cyclops. I'm going to use my optic blast that blast beams from my eyeballs and hurt people."
That sounds like a very Japanese thing to do.
That's what they always did back in like the 60s and 70s. And it's just really hard to read those because you already know all that stuff and they keep telling you every issue.
That's when comic books were like considered newish a little bit. I mean,
like how many times does Spider-Man need to tell himself, maybe I will stick to this wall?
Well, what if he doesn't want to stick to the wall?
Then he'll say, I could stick to the wall using my sticky spider powers, but I will not.
Is that what it's called, sticky spider powers?
Yeah, sticky spider powers.
Okay. I didn't know that. So it's web shooters, sticky
spider powers,
and turning into a spider.
Yeah, and the thing that makes me notice that things are happening. Bad things are happening.
Okay, yeah.
Oh no, the thing that makes me notice things.
And my brain.
My brain.
Oh, okay. A little tangent. What's up, Phil? How are your 79?
How's my 79?
Yeah. How's your Cat Nothing 79? Can Nothing Now 79. Well,
it just started.
That didn't.
Can Now.
No.
My 79's been going on for 13 minutes.
See? So how's it been since the last 79? 78?
78, since 78. That comes from 70, before 79.
Is that how it works?
Usually, if you want to pass math.
Okay.
That's how it works.
But Star Wars started from 3.
And in 1977. So, no, it started from 4.
Sure.
They made 3 of them.
Okay. Did they?
Well, now they made 6.
What if there's a secret?
Actually, they made 7.
What is it? Well, they made one that was between
episode
4. No, 5 and 6. What, you know,
the Christmas? No, that was between 4 and 5. Between 5 and 6 was Shadows of the Empire.
When did Domestic Dispute take place?
That was kind of a movie. Huh?
When did Domestic Dispute to take place?
Oh.
Wasn't it 4 and 5? Didn't you say that?
No, it happens. Yeah, it does.
See, I remember this. You're having an argument with Alex, and then you said something. It takes place between 4 and 5. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. No, I just remember there was the one episode where we had the script for episode 5 come in. The reason they were supposed to be in the house together was because they didn't get along in the first movie.
Okay, I never really paid attention. I just remember that.
I came up with all that backstory for it.
That's back when you were a writer.
Yeah, you have to know why.
You don't really need to know why.
You do. Just like in a fighting game, you have to know why they're fighting.
Because tournament.
Exactly. It is the Mortal Kombat tournament. It is the Dead or Alive tournament. Although Street Fighter's not a tournament.
Isn't it?
Not really. I don't know. Ever since those anime movies, it's just been everybody wants to go
after
Bison.
Games, it's always a tournament, right?
I don't think so.
Street Fighter Now.
Street Fighter Now.
Catch it.
Injustice Gods Among Us Now.
So how's your month? What's up with you?
Has it been a month?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just went to school. I played Street Fighter.
Pennies. Let's talk about pennies.
I don't want to talk about pennies.
me and Phil's line of work has gone through a bit of transition, much like the rest of Canada.
The whole country is in change right now.
Yes.
And it's affecting our businesses.
Was this one of the promises that the premier made, or is this something that, like, the government was just kind of like...
I don't know. I think they're just like, we're wasting money making pennies.
Okay.
Because it costs more to make a penny than what a penny's worth.
So? Costs more to make videos for the Cat Nothing than the views that we get.
Oh, it costs nothing. It costs me nothing.
Costs energy. What, your camera, how much does that cost?
Yeah, that's like...
When how
I've made my money back on that.
On Cat Nothing videos. On Cat Nothing videos?
No, from
See?
Other stuff.
We're still like negative whatever.
I bought that for the purpose of my paid work.
So why aren't we doing it... Where's the camera where it's primarily used for Cat Nothing?
Well, now it's just one and the same. So it doesn't matter.
Where's the old camera?
It's upstairs.
All right, we have to use that one then, and eventually we'll make money.
That one's ugly. We don't like to show that one anymore.
There was a time when Phil was like, oh, which one should I use? Should I use this one or should I use that one? I'm like,
because that was,
always use the new
that
one.
That was the transition always period use where the it's new like, one. You know, the new one is better, but I still like the old one. So, because it had different looks, you know.
Yeah, that one was able to zoom like by itself.
For video podcasts, I'd still use the old one. It's because it's easier.
Is it?
And it records longer.
Does it?
It does. Maybe. I can only record up to 12 minutes at a time on this thing.
Yeah, you just need a bigger memory card.
No.
Get like a terabyte worth.
It can record like 45 minutes, but only in 12-minute segments.
Well, okay, then we'll stop every 5 minutes.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so, no, see, that way the podcast is more focused and structured. It's like, all right, we've got five minutes to talk about this. All right, we've got five minutes to talk about that.
Every 5 minutes, we reevaluate what we need to do.
Yeah.
And just decide, okay, next topic, we got 5 minutes to talk about this thing.
Yeah. That gives us more time to just
be podcasts like, could end up being like 30 minutes.
Yeah, think about it. More efficient. Yeah. Think about the Chinese in you is like, yeah, this is a good idea. Actually, the Chinese in you is like, ching chong ling long.
Ching chong ling long.
What did you do for Lunar New Year?
Notice
I don't say Chinese New Year because it's not PC.
You know, Chinese people don't care. They'd like
to I know China don't care, but you know, the rest of the world.
The rest of the world's not Chinese.
So that should be a shirt. The rest of the world is not Chinese.
As long as the Chinese people are okay with it being called Chinese New Year, I think we're good.
Yeah, but I don't think they are because there's Lunar New Year.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's just the government's trying to make it nice for the rest of the world.
I think that's Korea and like Taiwan being like
guys, don't forget about us.
Yeah. But yet Japan doesn't celebrate that.
Yeah, because they have like a million other holidays.
Yeah, but like if they...
I remember I used to buy stuff from this site called Hobby Link Japan. They're based in Japan. And it seemed like every other order I made, they'd say, sorry, we can't process this right now because we're on some kind of holiday. It's like Cherry Blossom Holiday or...
Golden Week!
Super Ramen Noodle Holiday. I don't know. There's different things like every week. Not every week.
Yeah, you know the Japanese people. They'll work until they're told not to work.
Yeah. This is like, it seemed like their business was put on hold every other week for some holiday.
Yeah. I had a friend in Japan, and he really didn't like his time there. And then he was telling me about this thing of how they wanted to try and, where he was working. It's like, you know, we want to try and build more of like a, what's the word, friendship? Bonding experience, something?
Japanese friendship?
I don't know. So then the guy's like, oh yeah, you know, well, every like other month we used to do a thing called like Pizza Day where, you know, the bosses would like get pizza and then, you know, if the workers wanted, they'd come and get the pizza. They're like, oh, that's a good idea. So then the Japanese people were like, all right, mandatory Pizza Day. Everyone must eat the pizza and come to here. And it's like, well, that's not the point. That's not. Yeah.
Yeah. I like mandatory Pizza Day at work.
Really? Yeah. Really? It's like, you must eat pizza.
Please schedule me on mandatory pizza day. Or it should be like, when we have these meetings every few months, it should be like that, where everybody has to come just to eat pizza and get paid for it. I would do that.
I don't know if I would.
Had a business, I would do that.
Oh, when you open our comic book store. Chris, mandatory pizza day right
just,
now.
Just like
you and me. The
two or three employees who work there. One pizza each.
That's all we could afford. That Epona costs like $200. You really want me to buy you guys pizza?
When we sell it,
yeah,
we can have another pizza. Well,
then we'll talk. Maybe I'll buy you guys some chicken wings or something.
Oh, but then if we use that money on pizza, we can't pay our rent.
See?
Man.
That's why we have to get two Eponas.
Right. No, but remember, we have to buy those first.
Oh, right. God damn it.
Probably costs $150 to buy it.
How we do this?
And you gotta ship it over from Hong Kong.
How do we make money off of this?
You can't.
You can somehow. The Silver Snail seems, they seem to get it.
Yeah. Have you been to the new one?
Fuck no.
I've been.
I've there. Never been. I've hardly ever been to, like, the first one.
Yeah, but the new one's closer.
So?
So you just go there.
But it's, like, it's in, like, Dundas Square where it's like, yo, it's hip to be here. Like, I don't want to.
It's upstairs.
Ugh.
Where nobody knows it's there. They have to put a sign outside saying, look, our store is here. Just,
yeah, please. I noticed that.
It's not a seedy door. Just
yeah, it does look like it. Every time I pass by, I'm like, no way. I'm not
It's one of those
that.
Doors like, I don't know if you ever walk around Queen Street West, and there's always like some tattoo parlor on the second level that has those really ugly doors that you don't kind of scared to go through.
Yeah.
Because then you have to go up the stairs.
Because there should just be like a second entrance. I mean, Future Shop has a second entrance.
Yeah, they do. I like that entrance.
It is a good one. Not a lot of people know that it's actually second entrance, so not a lot of people go.
So when I don't want to walk around the whole corner there, I go through there, look at some movies, go out.
Oh, you guys don't have the thing I'm looking for. Oh, well. I was just looking. Those guys don't get commission, right?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
Future Shop does.
Oh.
That's why they push everything on you.
No one's ever pushed anything on me. When I bought my 3DS, I had to ask the guys, like...
Oh, because he's probably like me. He doesn't care.
Oh.
He's like, I'm just here for while I'm in school, so...
Fair enough.
I get paid either way.
So I shouldn't go to a Future Shop?
No.
Well, I mean, if I want to buy video games, then I should go to Future Shop. But if I want to buy, like, a TV, I shouldn't go to Future Shop.
You know how you get them to leave you alone?
Fart?
Tell them... Okay, you could do that.
Right.
If you want to be nice, tell them you're doing a staff purchase. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, I make no commission off that. And they'll leave you alone.
Oh, really?
If they just tell you, where do you work? Milton. Just say Milton.
Oh. Malton?
Say Milton or Oakville or something like that.
Then they won't be like, you came all the way from Milton to come here.
It's like, what's it to you?
I was just curious.
Leave me alone.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
That TV, it's LCD, stands for laser.
Laser.
Something, something.
Something. Dominance.
Is it?
No.
Is the L laser?
No, it's liquid. Liquid crystal display.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so there's one time I was at Future Shop and I was looking at TVs, and the guy was like, hey, can I help? He's like, no, I'm just looking at TVs. And then he was like standing there for a bit and I was looking at TV, and he's like, yep, that one's LCD, liquid, whatever, whatever. I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, you know a lot about TVs, apparently.
Is this one a TV, too?
I'm like, all right.
No, that one's an LED.
I'm going to go look at some video games and then walk out of here.
Yep, that one's Metal Gear.
MGS, as they like to say.
Yeah. You know, me and Kojima always talking like that.
Yeah, Kojima, as you like to call.
Kojima-san, you know. Are you looking forward to the new Metal Gear?
Judo was asking me about that. And then I said, I don't know. And he's like, I think I'll buy it. And then I'm like, oh, I'll buy it if you buy it.
No, if he buys it, you should just play it. So you don't have to buy it.
What?
Just play it.
How do I play it?
Just take it from him. No, or go to his house and play it.
It's like his house is so far.
Yeah.
Maybe. I may buy
it. Just finish it in one sitting.
I need video games to play.
Is this supposed to be a continuation or a new thing? Because, I mean, it's not solid anymore. It's Rise.
It's supposed to take place after 4.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I don't know. That game's weird.
Yeah. It just looks like fun to,
you
like,
grab your sword with your foot.
Your sword, yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, just sword.
Yeah.
Japanese people like swords.
Yes. And trains.
Swords and trains. Is there a train in that game?
Maybe. It's in a city, so there should be trains.
And you can probably slice the train with your sword.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to go either way.
So I saw him slicing a helicopter.
As a journalist, you know, I don't have enough facts to fully support either one.
Oh, just call Koji.
No, I don't have. He blocked me. I was like, why is this game?
Because every time you got stuck in Metal Gear, you asked
kinda
him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, use game FAQs.
Kinda, yeah.
You should have just tried to get a player's guide from him.
I don't think he makes money off the player's guide.
Yeah, that's why you just get it for free then.
What?
Because he doesn't make any money anyways. So
but he doesn't even get it.
Here. He probably has
one. He probably has one, and that's his.
Yeah, he doesn't need it. He made the game. He
puts it in his collection box.
He knows what happened. He knows how to get all the secrets.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't.
He knows how to go through the game without killing anybody.
Is that what you've been doing for your month?
What?
School.
What, Metal Gear?
No, school. Is that it for your what's up?
Pretty much.
All right.
I'm
sorry, I'm taking charge of this.
This is edited stuff. You know. What's up with you?
I don't even... What time is it?
I don't know.
It's like 4.
4:19.
What do you want to eat after?
I don't know. Let's finish this.
Well, I finished my food. Yeah, but I like to... Oh, hey, I got street pass. I'd like to, you know...
I got street pass,
like
too.
To know what...
Who cares?
I do. That's why I'm asking.
Who cares?
Ouch.
Who cares?
Okay, I'm sorry that I cut you off on your Kojima thing, but we had to get back on topic.
But I like talking about the guy who made games that I don't really play.
I bought glasses. Yeah. They're over here.
You got the no frame on the bottom.
Glasses. Apparently they're called Wayfarer.
I heard a song called Wayfarer.
I heard a game called Wayfarer.
But now they're glasses.
Yeah, like that's the style, the no bottom frame thing, apparently.
All right, Wayfarer glasses.
Yeah.
Your lens won't fall out?
I don't know.
Is it glued in?
I feel like when we had this talk about the shoes that I buy, too.
Yeah. If there's a space at the back of my shoe, will it fall off?
No, it doesn't fall off. I don't think so. And plus, like, I never realized, like, especially with these now, like, look how thick my glasses are.
Mine pops out from the frames.
Really?
Mine are really thick.
Man. But I don't know. I have glasses. Because I'm tired of putting on my contacts when I have to play video games.
Exactly.
So it's like...
Glasses time. Yeah. You should just get gamer glasses.
No. I saw gamer gloves, and I was like, maybe.
What? Gamer gloves.
Yeah. It was on Kijiji.
Is it supposed to, like, ease the tension from holding the controller all
day? I guess so. Yeah, especially, like, you know, when you start to sweat, and it gets all...
Ew.
Something.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's all us up? New glasses?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Sweet.
$300.
I'm not making money.
You're not working as much.
I'm working like once a week.
Because he's not being good employee anymore.
Yeah, they're not. They made me fill out this self-evaluation.
Oh, it's terrible. Great. It's like, why should we keep you here?
No, well, your supervisor is supposed to do it. I don't know why they're making us do it this time. But it's the same form that they used for us.
Yeah.
I've seen before. And my old supervisor always just did like what they do in school where it says, does employee come in on time? And then the comment is just, employee name comes in on time. Like, what's the point of writing a comment?
Well, you know, you got to make it look like you there wrote something.
Yeah. Well, I got creative. And I just wrote whatever I wanted, so.
Are they going to get back to you and be like, oh, so
I don't
you
know.
Think?
You it's
think
supposed that... to determine if I get a raise or not.
Yeah.
But I gave myself a pretty good score.
Like, but I mean, let's put it this way. They're not going to give you, like, that much more of a raise, so it doesn't really matter.
The maximum they'll usually give is, like, 25 cents. If even.
I haven't gotten a raise at work. When does minimum wage raise?
I don't know.
Soon?
I don't know, every couple of years.
I kind of feel like making my own, rap.
Bus?
You know, that the quesadilla thing?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a song. Like a rap song.
No, I can't write
just,
a rap
just
song.
Just to deal with your troubles of not having enough money.
You never have enough money.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's...
So I don't know, like, could go to Kelsey's or something. But then that's like a lot of money. So I really don't know if I want one of those. But I've been craving it.
You just broke your new glasses.
Ah, these things are good. You see how thick my lenses are?
Yeah, I guess.
It's funny because...
I don't know what I was going to say.
It's funny because the guy, what he say, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, these kind of glasses, you know, they're known to, like, kind of break easily when they drop on the floor. It's like, but your lenses are pretty thick, so you should be fine. I'm like, oh, is that a compliment, or are you making fun of me? I don't know.
Can we call you Fat Glass now?
Fat Glass?
Fat Glass.
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want.
All right, Fat Glass.
Word.
That's your rap name.
You call me Fat Glass, I call you Fat Ass.
All right.
Like, with a PH.
All right.
Then they grab your ass every time.
No.
Go, fat ass!
Okay, we're not doing that.
Oh. I'm getting all excited.
Nah.
Fine.
All right. Releases. I'm predicting.
Okay.
Yeah, am I right? Releases?
What came out? Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, wait, what came out?
The Rock Halen Files came out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Finally.
Yay. That was fun.
That was fun to put together.
I thought you said I did weird stuff.
You?
Yeah.
You did do weird stuff.
How come, where's the weird stuff?
But that was about Kalen.
But you said, in the December podcast, you're like, yeah, there's a point where you did, like, weird stuff, so, you know.
What kind of weird stuff?
I don't know. You're the one that said it.
Weird stuff. When you sat on the couch?
Sure. Or just weird stuff in general.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe you did weird stuff.
Well, you can't tell in that video if I did or did not.
Well, what did I mean by weird stuff?
I don't
know. That's
the thing. That's,
I don't know.
Oh, great.
Maybe it just meant when you put your hand out and you're like, you know, maybe later, we'll do it later.
A lot of weird stuff refers to the one thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But yeah, Kalen thing, that was fun to watch again to be like, how did we get from one point to that point? And oh, there it is.
There's some, like, some of the stuff I kind of left out where we're sort of giving him direction, but it was interesting to see that a lot of it was really made up on the spot, where we're like, who's that guy who did the, like, Kung Fu movie? He's, you know, like, Blade, who played Blade. He was like, you know, Wesley Snipes? Oh, yeah, I do Wesley Snipes. And then he just comes up with Wesley Snipes stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Or no, the one that he did really well on was Spawn. You just mentioned Spawn, and then he made up all that stuff about Spawn.
Yeah.
Like the demon chips and stuff.
If it was just like him talking about, pretty good. About who's that guy? Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
What is it with the Force? What's his name in that movie? Star Wars?
Mace Windu.
Is that what he called him? Mace Windu?
Yeah. Well, he talked about like he's the only black Jedi in the galaxy. Yeah. And
that was good. And then but then I'd be like, wait, how would you put this into that other original?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I left that one out.
Yeah. Because it went too long. But I liked his voice. I liked his accent there.
Yeah.
With the Force, and could only one with the black, with the Force.
Yeah, he got a little more black there. No, my favorite one was the first one about Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, where his voice, like, cracks. It's like, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker were best friends!
But then he ruined it by not saying the proper...
Yeah.
I can't have my bag of chips. That's not what you said, Kalen. Oh.
Good stuff, Kalen.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not here.
It's all right. He'll come back some other time.
Yeah. When we tell him.
Moving on to our next friend that we know, which is...
Adam Wyler.
I don't know him.
Jeff?
I don't know him.
You know Jeff. You were more friends with Jeff than I was.
I was, but I don't know him now.
All right. Yeah, Jeff's changed.
Yeah.
Jude?
Jude doesn't like to be in videos. But he's going to be in one, I promise you.
All right.
At least I think so. Yeah, The Rock and Flaw, that was good stuff.
Yep.
Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Sure.
All right, next thing that came out.
What are you doing? What is that? Stapler?
No, put your glasses on. Those are batteries.
I still can't really tell. Batteries for what?
For my camera.
Oh. Oh, see, I saw them as like two, as they were like connected.
Oh.
Yeah, cause, and then the edges parts over there, they look like they were...
Well, you're wrong, so just admit defeat.
I am wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't admit defeat.
Hey, Passing Through came out.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, it did.
I like Passing Through.
Really?
You didn't like it?
I don't know. Just for me writing it, I was kind of like, what? Okay, here's a question. At what point do you think they get it where it's like, he wants to pass through a door?
Okay. That's the only problem I had with it, too, that it's, we kind of pad the joke a lot, but... I tried to cut down the script as much as I could to sort of the bare essentials, but...
But what do you think...
you lose some of the jokes.
I feel like that it's not made clear that he thinks going through the door will make him go to the afterlife.
Well, I don't think... Because
at what point do you feel that that happened?
Where people get it?
Yeah.
I don't know. When you mentioned the light.
Okay. I just don't feel like...
Well, because... Saying passing through doesn't really mean anything as far as being dead. If you say passing on, then yeah.
Blame it because your director friend.
Nobody really
it's his passes fault.
Through. Yeah, well, I mean, that was
but
our...
But what was he trying to get at?
I don't know. That was your interpretation of the film.
But I mean, when it comes to, like... I understand what you're saying, but then... How did he get from that, the passing through meaning crossing over?
I don't know. Just passing through life. Ours was passing through a door. You're already dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I need to get through the afterlife.
I liked Kalen in that one, too. He didn't say a lot, but he had some good lines.
Like?
Like, it wasn't really, like, a important line or anything with a joke, but it was the way he said it, where the second time he just goes, why? I just like the way he said that.
I think it's a good counterbalance to like the way I was acting. He acted a little more
normal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have to have that. You always have to have the weird one and then the straight guy who relates to the audience.
Yes.
You know?
Like much like Phil was when I was like, hey, let's go to anime. Everyone else in the world would be like, no, we're not going to anime. He's like, I want to go to anime.
Yeah. You have to have that. Like, you know, Abbott and Costello and
who? Are they a music group?
No.
Are they the guys from the Perfect Strangers?
No.
Oh
yeah, Perfect Strangers.
What were they named? Balky and
Balky and the other guy.
Balky was the crazy guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was the one who didn't understand the culture.
So was it them being racist?
No, it was him just being like, oh, hamburgers.
Yeah, racist. Because he doesn't... Yeah. No, I mean, did really. They say where he's from? Or did it was a made-up place, right?
Yeah, it was a made-up place.
Okay.
But the opening credits kind of makes it seem like he's from some Amish place in Russia. And he took a wagon there. I don't know. This is the way they made it look. Could it look like he was leaving an Amish village, but then he has some kind of Eastern European accent.
As opposed to the Western European?
Yeah.
What's Eastern European?
Like
France?
Russia. Oh. No, France is West.
Oh.
Russia. Just Russia.
Kazakhstan?
Latvia.
Latvia? That's in Europe? I thought that was...
Yeah, that's in Europe.
Oh, I thought that was in... I always thought because Latvia and Latin were...
Poland.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Switzerland?
No, middle. Switzerland is more west. A little bit. It's like, you know, France and Switzerland and Italy and stuff.
And Ireland and Britain are...
Somewhere else. Islands.
Those are part of Europe, right? Yeah. No, they're part of the UK?
No, UK is just Britain.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. They're European, though.
Philippines is part of Asia,
They're
though.
Part of the continent.
Right.
But not they're not part of the Union.
So they don't accept the Euros there?
No.
Oh.
I don't know about... I don't know about Ireland. England doesn't, for sure.
For sure? 100%.
100%.
Okay.
Guaranteed. You can quote me on that. Tell the Queen what I said.
How long until America decides no more pennies, too?
I don't know. Maybe they already do it.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess so.
Look, didn't you hate it, like, well, the first week working, and they're like, you mean 8.50 now?
No, actually, nobody ever did that.
Really? I always
I always just told people, hey, do you want the pennies? And they'd be like, okay. I'm like, you really shouldn't take it. I shouldn't even be giving it to you.
I tend to give people their... Oh, I already told you this. Never mind, I won't say it anymore. Yeah, passing through. That was a fun video. It was really cold. But feels like no jackets.
No jackets. Now you know what happened. You can actually see our breath in some of the shots, too.
Yeah, that's...
It was pretty cold.
That was good.
And there's, you know, snow in the background. And
how long did that film take place? Like, 2 hours? Maybe?
2 or 3 hours, yeah.
At one point, Phil's mom was like, you guys need to close the door when you're not filming.
Yeah, because the heater was going on pretty strong.
Yeah.
I guess the rest of the house was getting hot.
And then we did it, but then we closed the door, but then we only did it once.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we just kept the door open.
Yeah. We're rebels. We just...
No, more like, I don't want to keep opening and closing the door.
Well, yeah, why would you? Because then we got to keep moving the equipment out of the way.
Yeah.
And we have to move Kaylin out of the way. Yeah, I cut out your Carter thing again.
I figured.
I cut it out of the script, and then on the day, I'm like, oh, I didn't get the joke. Now I get it. Let's put it back in.
There is a part in the script where after I say the Rush Hour thing, I'm supposed to say Carter in the way Jackie Chan says it.
But in the script, it said Kata, so I read it as Kata.
But that's how he says it.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you took out that part. And you're like, oh, that's what you meant. Okay, we'll do it. And then...
And there's even a clip of Chris going like, I can't believe this is going back in.
I know.
Sorry. On the cutting room floor, it gets
I understood why that one got cut out.
It just didn't fit. I think just because of the way we filmed it, where I said, all right, we'll just do like one take where it's all Carter. And it just didn't work.
Oh. Yeah, because we only did one part where it was Carter, then I was like saying, sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Yeah, they only did one take where he said, I didn't mean it. But the rest of them was just Carter. Like, well, what does that mean now? I can only put shots of Kaylin so many times looking confused.
Where did that yes come from?
What yes?
The one where he went no and then I went yes.
There was just a take of you, like, that was your takes. And you know how I have Kaylin usually start off?
Yeah.
He said no and then you just went yes.
Oh, so that was just a random thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just...
Yeah. I was like, I was trying to remember, was that, was there supposed to be a part in the script where I'm supposed to say yes?
That's just one of those fun things. It happens on the day.
Yes. Speaking of fun things that happen on the day, I need to clear this up with Phil now and be like, okay, look, Phil, I know what? It's really funny when we have a song and we repeat the song throughout the entire day, but like you need to not put the song in the video because it's not funny anymore.
Too bad. It's
not
there.
It's like when you did in Tin Can Alley when you finally guys sang the song the I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah.
It's like by that time in our life we're like, all right, that joke was really funny like so much long ago.
When did we sing that?
Like back when like Jude was in the podcast or something.
Oh, we just like that song.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, it's funny, and then also oh,
here
it is. The
song's not the joke.
No, but it's just like, okay, at that point it's not funny anymore. It's not a good song anymore.
No, but it's not meant to be funny at the end.
That's not the point. It's just like enough of that song. We've heard it so many times within our lifespan that we don't need to hear it anymore.
Doesn't
much
matter.
Like, much like all Eyes on Me. It was funny at the time. Yeah, it was. But like, you know, you don't need to keep poking. It's like someone texting you All Eyes on Me
once
for like a week.
But
like,
see,
dude, you need to
but
stop
see, this
doing
is
that.
Your fault, because you're the only one who played that song over and over and over.
It was funny at the time.
And like, to me and Kaylin, it's just whatever. You, it's like, I've done it to myself. I've ruined it for me.
It's... At the time, it is funny. But then you got to understand from, like, you know, from the grand scheme of things...
But that's... See,
ain't that funny?
Filming that and editing it was, like, in the same general time frame that it belongs
at
there.
At that point, you should have gotten
even
enough
the
text
song,
from me that
even
said,
the song
right,
where it's
that's
like,
not
you know, live my life as a thug
but
till
I'm not
day
a
I die.
Thug. If I were
I mean,
a thug,
two people
yeah.
died in that video.
Neither were thugs.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. And that specific shot of you... You were even playing the song. You said, "Phil, film me doing this."
Again,
and you played the
song
again.
Funny at the time, but like,
how
you know,
can it just be funny for one day? I told you, you ruined it for yourself by overplaying it in one day.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and
I,
even before that day, you probably found it before.
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
I'm gonna make this funny. I'm gonna show my friends.
I did.
I'm gonna make them hate it, but we don't hate it.
I still
like
I didn't
it.
Think. I didn't think I was gonna
well,
play that song.
Hey,
I was just saying for future references. If there's like a song
no,
playing
you can't,
constantly,
you can't.
Because then it's just like, yeah, remember when this song was funny? I'm putting it in the video.
That's only to you.
It's all to everyone.
Not everyone.
Yes.
Like, I'm for sure there are a lot of people who are like me who didn't know that song existed before that. I never heard it.
But you, as a person who was involved in the
Tupac
product,
song.
In the product,
doesn't
should
matter.
Know that that's it. No more.
Nah.
At the time, it was great.
Nah.
But we don't need to keep, like, poking at it.
Still gonna happen.
I only accept it if it's smoke. Otherwise...
No. Still gonna... See, that one's not in it, because that's old news now. They don't use that anymore.
See? So why can't... I don't understand what
no,
your logic
is. No, because
that's
in the same time frame. It just
it's
happened.
Not, no,
it
it's
just
not.
Happened. Just like when we put smoke in, that just happened. We just...
Because
we just
only,
got into that.
It was a...
And then we put it in that video, and that's it. So that happened.
We
it's
put
in video,
like, two videos.
That's it. Which two videos?
The Let's Go to Anime North, and then like and subscribe.
Did we?
Yeah. It was the opening
subscribe?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. It's there.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll use it again. I'm going to keep using these just to make you angry.
No!
When you bring this up, then it's like, Phil, do it more.
Okay, it's all good. No, that's it. Just funny at the time. You don't have to do it anymore.
Well, it's... I mean, it's not really funny. The song itself is not funny.
I know.
Just what
just
was
the usage
no,
of it was...
What was funny was just the idea of playing it, like... I don't know, the remix was kind of funny.
No,
mixing,
the remix was good.
Mixing Tupac and The Verve was kind of funny. I don't know. It was funny with the shot.
You didn't have to put that shot in.
Oh, I did. I was gonna use it as.
Did you actually like change the color of that shot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To match the Verve music video.
Oh really? I don't think I've ever seen that. Is that the one where they're like walking around?
He just walks down the street and he pushes people out of the way.
Oh, okay.
And it's all blue. I was gonna release that shot as a promo for this video. But then I was like, it doesn't really tell you anything about it. So.
You can still do it.
Nah. It's already,
just put up
because it's already in another video now.
Just put up the raw video of BB like, Phil, film this part right now.
No. Because then the zoom in wasn't that good. I had to slow it down.
Yeah, I forgot that you had to manually zoom.
Well, because when I zoomed, then it started to cut off your head.
That's fine.
And it didn't look right.
Anyways, fun filming times. First film that wasn't involving real life. Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
It was an actual skit. It wasn't.
We had those before.
No. If, I mean, for me.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't, like, real life.
Yeah,
Chris
I
and
like
Phil.
That. I like those more.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to do any other
one. No.
I have to watch more indie films.
No. Just go to student film festivals.
But then you'll get those ones where it's like the guy with the mask and he's eating something, and then the whole thing changes because it's art or something.
What?
Remember that video of that one of the, like, the girl, she was, like, watching people, like, eating stuff, and then every so often, she, like, because she was wearing a mask, and, like, every so often, like, on an off second, it would change to, like, another weird mask, and be like,
I don't remember that.
It was really, it was one of those things of, like, you know, girls should be fit, skinny and healthy and stuff.
I don't know.
That was one that they faded out as well, so you never got the full video.
You don't get the full effect.
Yeah, I didn't get where they were going with that.
Well...
Originally, it was supposed to be Kalen who was supposed to be the one who, when I was writing it was like, okay, Kalen's gonna be the one who thinks he's dead,
and then I can't have that.
No, because I couldn't have that because at the end it was still gonna be you coming through the door. So then people might have thought, oh, you know, maybe this is like a racist thing. There's no black people out. So I'm just like, I can't do that. Okay, fine. Because Phil, I'm tired of being the weird guy.
Mm-mm.
I'm so tired of being the weird guy.
You're the only one who can do it.
Oh, it's so tiring.
Because Derek was always the weird guy. Now Derek's not here, so you have to be the weird guy.
I want
to
be like the normal guy for once.
You can't, no. If the only change we can make is if both people are the weird guy. But you still have to be the weird guy.
Oh, I have to be like the weirder guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be the normal guy. Even right? For the Kalen, Phil was supposed to be the weird guy. But then it was like, I don't think Phil can...
No. I can't.
No. But don't worry. You will be for one of them.
Write something that's like an ensemble cast so we can have one person that's just a little weirder than you. Then you can tone it down a bit. You know, you need like a Rowan Atkinson kind of guy in there.
Is that like some Japanese Ronin?
No.
Ronin
Atkinson. Ronin Atkinson.
That, you're still making it sound like the way I'm thinking you.
No, I said Ronin.
Yeah, Ronin.
Rowan.
Oh, Rowan.
Mr. Bean. We need Mr. Bean.
Why? He's not
because
weird.
He's weird.
He doesn't talk.
No, we need a guy that's like weird like Mr. Bean.
I don't get what you're saying.
We need someone who's weird. Who's just genuinely weird.
Oh, just genuinely? Like, that Phil guy was kind of weird. He would laugh every now and then. Did you ever notice that? He'd just, like, start laughing in class. That was weird.
I don't know.
I sat beside him in grade 9 French class, and all of a sudden he started laughing and be like, all right. I'll just work on this project by myself.
I don't know.
I think just, Phil knows something. He's just not saying.
Thinking of awesome jokes.
Really? All the time?
All the time.
Okay.
In jokes that you wouldn't get.
You hung out with him, right?
Not really.
Okay, when you filmed that...
I hung out with him once.
When you filmed that lost PSA,
yeah.
Did he ever just start bursting out into laughter?
I don't remember. Probably.
Okay.
Maybe not because he was too distracted by Eric and Alex trying to destroy him.
Okay, so you're saying he needs to be focused on something and he'll start laughing. All
right. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, passing through.
Some reason that makes me think of... In elementary school, when I sat next to Damien, and when it was quiet, everybody's just writing, he'd always make noises in his throat, like...
Like small Damien, or which Damien? Polish Damien?
Polish Damien.
Oh, okay.
He'd make noises just like... Like in his throat, like something was stuck in his throat. I don't know why.
Oh, we were weird kids.
No, they were weird.
I was a weird kid.
We were normal.
No, no, we were. We'd be playing basketball and talking with girls.
Playing basketball. We did play basketball.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Because we had all our Filipino friends who also played basketball. We had to be cool like that. We played handball.
Yeah, we did. Handball was pretty fun.
We played catch.
Catch was fun.
Catch with
we
hats.
We played run away from Eric.
Really?
Yeah, because he kept walking up to us, so then we just ran away from him, and then he thought that was a game. We're like, no, we don't want to hang out with
and
you.
And he'll run after us.
Yeah. So you were a weird kid.
I remember running away from this kid who was a year younger than us, who always tried to take your hat.
My hat?
Everybody's hat.
Oh, everyone's hat.
Do you remember that kid?
Was
short,
he white?
Short kid. No, I don't know what he was. He's short, he had glasses, like kind of goggly big glasses.
Andrew Mayo?
Not Andrew Mayo. He looked more like maybe a brown version of Andrew Mayo.
Brown guy with glasses.
I don't know if he was brown, but...
Not white guy with glasses.
Anyways, he always, like, tried to take people's hats. I remember having to try to get away from him. I don't know.
All right.
Who cares?
Passing through. Genki Slugger seems to really like it.
Who?
Genki Slugger. Chris, yep.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me a thing on Twitter.
And apparently Dark Victory went and bought the book.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why we should make a video advertising Derek's thing.
Well, we just did.
Hey, I just watched Passing Through. Thought it was excellent. He capitalizes excellent.
Wow. That's the highest honor you can give a filmmaker.
And then there's one where he was texting me. Says he was like, hey, what's up with the Kalen? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, it was really interesting. I kept laughing at it. I'm like...
What does that mean?
I know.
But nothing else we do is good?
Yeah. And he's like, I really laughed at the Denzel Washington part. I'm like, yeah.
I'm actually laughing at one of your videos. What's up? What did you guys do different?
Yeah. Well, I'm writing now, so, you know, maybe that has to do with it.
Well, it has to do with Kalen.
I don't think so.
You've written stuff before Kalen was there, and, you know, now he's like, hey, why am I laughing so much?
Maybe he laughs a lot, but then eventually with the Kalen, he just, like, laughed, like, that much more.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it was all improv. That was the best part about it.
Don't laugh too much. Save some for the other videos.
No, I'm in the ballpark of if you're gonna laugh, you know, really go out, because you know you're never gonna laugh like that.
Do you think you can control the amount you laugh at something?
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. You can maybe hold it back a little bit, like when you're in class and you don't want to laugh at somebody. All day, every day in French class.
Fucking high school. I hated high school so much.
I sat next to Jeff in French class. And he was...
Jeff Dimideros or Jeff...
No, Jeff Pimentel.
Okay.
Wait, did we have the same French class?
Me and you? No.
No.
I had it with all, like, the thug kids.
Oh, okay.
Like, black people and, you know, Gino and all those other guys.
Gino.
And those guys. Those
wait, who is Gino? That name sounds familiar.
The Italian guy with, like, black hair.
Gino.
Rocco was there.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco was, like, another Italian with glasses.
I don't remember any of these people.
There was that other Chris, the blonde hair guy was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chris Parze.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, these were the people that... when you choose apply, these are the motherfuckers you get.
These are the guys I never had to see.
Yeah. And then sometimes I go to open class, and then all you motherfuckers are all like, oh, man, my grades. I'm like, dude, I just worry about, like, people talking about weird stuff. I had a classmate a year older than us, and he was in English class, and then one day he brought a lighter, and he said, I'm going to try. He was like, Chris, do you think this thing will burn my table if I put the lighter on? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he had it long enough. And then he did it. And then it's like, oh shit, there's a fire. It's like, there's a fire. And they're trying to get out. And we laughed for like 5 minutes because it was like, wow. It was just there. Yep, Applied. Anyone who thinks that you shouldn't go to Applied, you learn a lot of life stuff there.
Sure.
The worst
I had in school was just sitting next to Jeff for classes. Because he would always try to mess around.
Jeff Pimentel?
Yeah.
Every time, okay, I knew an other side of Jeff because I only had him for like, what was that, TAP?
Tap, yeah.
Because he was part of my tap class, and then he always seemed so professional. He's like, man, no. Chris, I got this work to do, all this homework. You know, I need my grades to be boosted up. I was like, all right.
Jeff was a troublemaker.
He wasn't a troublemaker like I know troublemakers there.
No. Jeff liked to do stuff that could get you in trouble without making it really known.
These people did stuff that could get in trouble, and they made it really... There are some people that were just, like, high in class, and they started singing songs and stuff, and people were like, oh my gosh, she's tripping balls! And it's like, oh god. Yeah. Upcoming,
we filmed something today.
Yep, it's called Cool Shots Dubstep Mix.
Cool Shots... Oh yeah, that's something else. But that, you'll probably see that too.
It's put, like, fireworks in it. After Effects.
Yes.
You know, like, the effects that they use in King of Fighters? You should get those. The ones that make it so obvious that it's, like, not part of the...
Yeah, I have an explosion effect that kind of looks like it would belong in King of Fighters.
Is your class going to grade you on effects or just the shots?
They're gonna grade us on the shots we took, because we each had to take our own shots.
Yeah.
And then they're going to grade us on the way we creatively edit
them. Fireworks.
But I think everything has to be made by yourself, because I even asked about using music, and I have to, like, make my own music.
An explosion, and then you go, King of Fires. Think about it. I was pitching it.
And then just put a picture of Terry Bogard and...
Yeah, and Mai. Always Mai.
And then explosion.
Yes. Her boobs explode to more boobs. Oh, God. What are we talking about? Tifa?
The videos.
Final Fantasy VII, the greatest Final Fantasy game ever. You know why? One, two syllables, Tifa.
Right.
Other two syllables, big
boobs. I saw a video that was Tifa versus Chun-Li. Live action.
Was it as good as the Dead Fantasy stuff?
I don't know what that is.
That's the Marty Ohm stuff. That's how he got famous.
Who?
The guy, the animator from Red vs. Blue.
Oh.
Ruby?
I never seen his stuff.
Oh, really?
I only heard of him when he joined Red vs. Blue.
You never saw the Metroid Halo thing?
Nope.
Oh. It's pretty cool stuff. Anyways, yeah, there's a new video. Not sure what it's going to be called. I'm calling it emotes. But it could be texting with Phil. I don't...
Well, now you spoil the whole thing.
It's a bit, hey guys, we're going to learn how to text today. You could text this, but here's what I text. Because, you know, it's text friendly.
You know, just use your imagination.
Less characters.
That would be interesting.
No, for you, you...
Texting tutorial.
For you, it'd be like, okay, look, I know a lot of people use like this, but come on, really, we're English people, so text properly,
we're
guys.
English people?
Yeah. That's what you
I'm
say.
I'm not English.
Yeah, you are. You speak English.
That doesn't mean I am English.
Yeah, but you are from English.
I use English.
Yes.
I utilize English.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so yeah, you'd be like, all right, this is how you're supposed to write. Don't be dumb and text like, you know.
Nobody wants to be a dumb.
Yes. Yeah, that video, we just filmed most of it. We had one more shot to do.
Well, not really one more shot.
Two more?
Few.
What do you mean, few?
Few. Can't just have one or two.
Yeah.
No.
No, because you don't see me till the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be worse than I thought.
What do you mean?
I thought I'd at least see you at some point in there.
No.
Man.
You don't know where I am. Where am
it's
I?
Weird. Chris texted me yesterday and said, I'm going to send you the script later tonight. I didn't get it.
Yeah, okay, first of all...
We met up and he said, I just didn't write it.
Yeah, okay, I have to, like, type on an iPad for these scripts. And it's really, really annoying. And then I only got the iPad, like, last night at, like, 11 o'clock. So, what was I to do?
Yeah, so basically this whole filming was, so, Chris, what happens next?
I'm like,
And then Chris doesn't really know either, so he kind of makes it up. I thought about doing this, but maybe we'll do that.
Well, because it's not written yet. If it were written, right. Then it'd be like, well, then that's how it is.
So then we just did it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
It's because of the situation that we're in that we're doing this.
We use the slider.
Yes.
There's a slider shot.
Remember.
Email us if you can find it.
Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, the only reason we kind of made this video was because plans fell through for one of the other ones I was planning on doing, and then we need another video because we're doing the once-a-month thing.
Yeah. But you know, we gotta have some quality control.
Oh, this is pretty quality. I think it's pretty good.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Like, you laughed at the idea.
Yeah, it's funny. What if it's just funny in idea? But
funny in idea?
Funny in idea.
Okay.
But not executed well
I think
enough.
It'll be fine.
We'll see.
It's a short video. I think 45 seconds.
All right.
Without the can thing.
All right.
Or without credits.
All right, let's
make maybe with credits.
That's our predictions. You think 45 seconds?
You should just text the credits on your phone.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. I'm going to do that.
Really? That's a lot of work.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to say 50 seconds.
50 seconds?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what happens if one of us wins this prediction, but...
Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
Okay, winner gets credit for directing.
All right. Keep in mind, I can edit this to be as long as I want it to be.
You're just going to have one shot of you just looking at the thing for like 5 seconds.
Oh, no, it's just 45 seconds. Got to add something in.
Well, I thought there'd be an honor system amongst us, but obviously not, so...
Maybe. Oh, you never know. I mean, you know, I like to keep things short nowadays. So,
I don't know, the Kalen's kind of long.
The Kalen?
Yeah, 6 minutes.
It had to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that was, like, very scripted.
Yeah, it was more scripted than Passing Through.
Yeah, I cut stuff out of Passing Through.
You cut stuff out of the Kalen.
Yeah.
You cut stuff out of everything.
Yeah, of course.
That's what an editor does.
Yeah. If you don't cut anything out, you're not really editing. If you can't go to your director and say, look, I took this line out, it just wasn't working, you're not editing.
Is that what editors do? They delete a line, do they always have to get in contact with the director, being like, really, this line doesn't really seem to be working?
Most of the time, the director might be there, like for a feature film.
Oh.
I mean, it's not hard to put it back in nowadays, so...
Yeah.
You can always just say, like, here's one without it, here's one with it. What do you like?
But like, well, it would, like, you have to say, hey, I'm not feeling this line. And the director would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. You gotta have a reason for cutting it out.
So why don't you do that with me? Why don't you be like, hey, Chris, I don't...
I mean, these videos don't really matter.
One of these days they will.
This isn't going on
when
TV
we get, when
or
we
anything.
Get on CBC.
On CBC. When we get on TVO.
Hey, that's still good.
I actually wouldn't mind being on TVO.
I wouldn't mind being on Rogers Public Access.
There was a guy
named
at my work who was on Rogers Public Access.
Was his name Phil?
No, he was like, you know how the sometimes they have like, hey, it's Indian hour. Like, we're gonna talk about Indian stuff. He was like on one of those.
Because you work at Best Buy. Because
he has like this He does some kind of Indian dance thing, and he has like
stop
a group.
Stop saying noun and verb together.
he has like a dance group, and he teaches people how to do it, and he promotes it. So he was on this show, like, talking about youth and Indian dance and stuff, and promoting his company. Apparently they win awards and stuff and do shows, so, you know, don't laugh.
I know, but no, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at you for saying things like
what? What?
Indian dance hour.
It's like Indian dance hour.
Yes, he did.
No, it's like Indian TV hour or something.
Yeah,
that's, you know? They always have that stuff.
Okay, I know, but just, you have to,
like,
say it like that.
Like, now it's Omni Punjabi News Edition.
See, that's fine, but you went like Indian News Hour.
What?
Hey guys, it's Indian News Hour. What's up with the Indian news?
Same thing.
I think it's just more that people use Indian more as, like, you know, as like a racial description rather than Punjabi, which is a...
I'm using it as language. A general thing instead of saying brown, because everyone says brown to generalize them all, just like Asian is, you know, Chinese, Japanese, whatever. But I, you know, I'm trying to be a little more specific because I don't know really. If I had to guess, I'd say he's Indian.
See, now I'm thinking of the opening song from Lion King. Where they bless Simba.
Circle of Life?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's
Indian. Not Indian, that's African.
Whatever. It's still funny. Right. Anyways, what about... What were we... What? Yeah, we want to be on TV. That's the whole...
Sure, yeah.
Long and short of it all.
Yeah, public access.
Is there anything else upcoming? No. Do you have anything else upcoming?
Would you like it if we did, like, what... A lot of people online do, where they're sort of hired by a larger website / company to make videos, like how Mega 64 did it for IGN and stuff.
Yeah. Like if Ubisoft were up to us and said, hey, we need an ad for this video game.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll take us on there.
What's the next Ubisoft game?
Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Oh, it's always Splinter Cell.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind, like, you know, so long as we get that creativity that Mega 64 gets.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, well, we're actually trying to make it, you know.
Well, I got their DVD called Time Travelers, and I was listening to all the commentary. So basically, most of the videos on there were from IGN Penny Arcade days.
Mm-hmm. They did a lot of stuff for IGN, right?
Yeah, but they talked about, like, how the first half of their career with IGN was really good, but then IGN later said, okay, well, we're going to have this other office deal with you. And then after that, people there were always just shooting down their ideas, and they hated everything. And do you remember their Sonic video?
Sonic Sucks?
Yeah. Okay. That first one they did, they pitched that to IGN, this new office, and they said, they basically got back messages that were like, it seems like you guys forgot what makes a quality video.
What?
Like, that's not funny. People aren't going to like that.
What?
So they said, okay, whatever. All we have to do is go eat and make a video. So they did it on their own. They put it up that same day they got the message back. It got all these hits. Everybody loved it. And then they got a message from IGN saying, hey, can we use this for IGN Insider?
Wow.
Yeah, go away.
Wow. That's mean. Yeah. You shouldn't say that.
There were a bunch of videos that were shot down. They just did it, and then they became huge. Then IGN, like, wants them. Then they left because of that.
Yeah. Then they. So okay. Did they leave the other place because your contract came, or they just didn't like working with
Penny Arcade?
Yeah.
Basically, they were sort of let go because they weren't really a fit for their fans.
Really?
Because I don't know if you followed any of that, but every time they put out one of the videos, their fans like attack, or like the Penny Arcade fans attacked them and said they hated it. Why are you doing this? We don't get it. Yeah, because their contract said that they had to make. Penny Arcade wanted to do, like, 20-minute videos.
Whoa!
Because that's what... I don't know if you saw any of the Penny Arcade stuff.
Never.
It was, like, a documentary about their lives and stuff. They did long stuff that was more filmmaking
kind of stuff.
So when they got Mega 64, like, hey, you guys do good work, but we want 20-minute videos. They said, no, we'll maybe make, like, 8-minute videos, which was hard for them because they're not used to that. And then it just... To them, they didn't really like the videos either because it wasn't what they knew how to do.
So, I like VJ Fact Checkers.
Yeah, I like that.
That's too. Probably my favorite one from those Penny Arcade ones.
Did you see that Missing No One?
Yeah, I saw it in actuality with the actual
video. I saw that too.
Yeah.
And again, people were confused. Like, are they trying to be serious? Because, you know, the rest of the episode's kind of serious about it. But, analyzing.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, come on. Isn't it obvious?
I know.
This is like an offset like, of...
It's just a joke, guys, about a thing that doesn't really
How
exist.
How old are these people at Penny Arcade?
That wasn't Penny Arcade. That was like Screw Attack.
Oh, yeah, it was GTTV.
But the original VG Fact Checkers was Penny Arcade. I like that, too. Anyway.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind, like, yeah, let's say, name a Toronto local product.
I don't know.
Blackberries wanted us to advertise for them. But I'd be like, yeah, okay. Sure. So long as, like, we can do, like...
Hey, if BlackBerry gets, we get to work with Alicia Keys.
I don't want to work with Alicia Keys.
You don't?
No.
She'll write exclusive music for our videos.
That's all right. Okay, here, Alicia Keys, you will be playing piano, and then we go, BlackBerry is available now. But we're in a separate room, so we're not
there. There was a part in the Kalen where you mentioned that he should do Alicia Keys.
Yeah, because she knows how to play piano.
I don't think he said anything about that, but the clip cut off anyways.
Because, I was just throwing stuff at him.
Yeah.
How about this? There was this one line that I was like, okay, behind the scenes for the Kalen, the Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker thing, that was one where, like, we filmed, we're done. And I'm like, guys, wait, I got a really, really good one. And then I said the Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, I was like, yeah, let's do that one.
That was good.
And then I fished, and then we were literally going out to eat or something, and then I was like, wait, one more, this is so good. And then I said it, and they were like, yeah, it's really good, but, like, we're already up the stairs, so let's not do it. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Here we go. You ready? Jamaica had a bobsled team, and I can't have a bag of chips. so good!
Yeah, I remember the Chris Tucker one where... Like, kind of packing up.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, I don't want to do it. Then we did it. Which was, good. Yeah, I remember the bobsled one now.
That was...
Too bad.
I know.
Too bad. Everything was packed up too much at that point. Point of no return.
But, I mean, everything was kind of packed up when we did the Christmas.
Yeah, but it wasn't at the point of no return yet.
Oh.
Maybe the camera was still out.
Oh. Maybe the bag was still open.
Yeah.
I think that's it for upcoming
games and stuff.
Not really.
You didn't ever been playing anything?
I
haven't touched Asura's Wrath since the last time.
Well, you got like you're holding on to that for Infinity.
What did I give you?
Xenoblade.
Did you play any of that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I played. Here, get this. So I was like looking. Oh, look! You can choose the Japanese voices. Okay, chose them. And then you play it, and then, like, yeah, okay, it's cutscenes and everything, there's, like, it's translatable. But then when they do the fucking battle scene in the beginning, when they're talking about stuff, they're all in Japanese, and you're not translating. I'm like, what?
Yep.
What? That's off.
Because they're, like, teaching you stuff.
Yeah, so I was like, no, off. But it seemed cool when I played
the beginning part
seemed promising. I don't know how far I'll get into it.
I played a few hours worth. It was pretty fun.
And also, I don't know if I want to play with English voices.
They're all right.
Nothing against English people. It's just I'm used to you guys being more about comedy than like, you know, ancient history, saving the world, JRPG stuff.
Yeah.
Did you play anything?
No, nothing new from last month.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Pretty much still just grinding away at Street Fighter and stuff.
Yeah, one of these days you're going to go pro.
Going to go pro, man. I want to be sponsored by...
Cam Nothing?
Sure. Is there like a big Canadian video game company other than Ubisoft?
Virgin.
No, like I don't know.
Like an actual like video game company that makes games?
You know like Mad Catz makes actual peripherals and stuff for pro gamers and stuff, so they sponsor them. Is there anything like that in Canada?
I mean, Virgin Gaming is kind of a...
Alright.
But they
LG.
They also... LG. Virgin does like tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, LG does tournaments too.
Well, you should look at
that. They have, like, Call of Duty stuff.
I'm telling you, you gotta hook up with Jerome and be like, yo, teach me.
We're gonna become a tag team.
Well, not necessarily a tag team, you just gotta...
Yeah, we're gonna play, Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Like, one thing I've, like, I think I've probably told this Phil, like, a million times, but one thing about fighting games is the only way you get better is by playing someone else that's better than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because then eventually, like, okay, now I start to get it.
Well, yeah, like, you have to play against people.
Yeah. Not just the AI. You can't just keep practicing your three-hit combo.
Because the AI, even if the AI, you play on, like, super hard difficulty, they're still really predictable.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff I can always do against AI that doesn't work against real people. Because people catch on.
Yes. Chris's big secret.
Oh, man. Let's hear the secret.
Well, it's not a secret, Scott. It's an announcement.
It's not going to be a secret anymore, at least.
All right, you ready for this?
No, I'm not.
I don't care what you think.
No.
I don't care what Jude thinks.
No.
We're all going to see Fast and Furious 6.
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes! Did you see the trailer?
Why? No.
Did you see? There's a tank in there.
Okay.
There's a tank in there.
Okay.
You have to watch the trailer. You have to watch the trailer. It looks so ridiculous.
All right. I'm going to watch that later.
Michelle Rodriguez is back. She died previously.
What?
Yeah. She died in like one or two or something, or three.
Is she the same character?
Yeah. Yeah. What? And she's back.
What?
They're like, and then like, yeah, the line back just says like, you know, and you thought you couldn't bring back the dead, and like she has like a scar over there because you know she died.
Maybe she didn't really die.
I don't know. You have to watch the trailer.
All right.
Looks really, and we're gonna go see it.
And we still have to see that Mark Wahlberg movie.
I don't think that's time has passed. We were supposed to see Gangster Squad. We didn't see that.
I don't want to see Gangster Squad.
But I said, hey, you guys want to see that movie? You're like, yeah.
But then it got really bad reviews.
Oh, you're pulling a Jude.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's like, yo, I'm going to get this game. Dead Space 3, for sure, for sure. I'm like, all right, can't wait. I'm going to watch you play it. Game
got
comes
bad
out.
Reviews.
It's like, yeah, hey, got bad reviews. So, play, are you going to get it? It's like, I don't know. It's like, oh, God damn it, dude. It's like, well, I don't want to play a bad game. It's like, well, I mean, you played the other two. You might as well finish the trilogy.
Are you following any of that supposed PlayStation 4 stuff?
Yeah, man, Wednesday.
Yeah. You think any of the stuff that's come out so far is, like, true?
I think so. I mean, I think, like, in a broad sense, yeah, all that stuff is true. But, like, you know how you see all those prototypes and everything?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that that's all not true. But, like, you know, is it going to have a touchscreen thing? Yeah, sure, I guess I can
see that.
But, like, you know, it's until the end product comes is... No. Everything is a possibility right now.
Yeah.
And this is probably the best time ever for video games.
Why?
Because you don't know what it is, so you're just like, yeah, and I heard that like it has like, you know, Super Nintendo attached to it too. So you can play SNES games. It's like, well,
why does that make it the best time for video games?
Because you get all these speculations, you're like, man, this is the stupidest thing ever. This is not going to ever happen.
Then what if it comes out and it's like...
And you're like, whoa, dude!
Minor upgrades.
Yeah, that's probably what... I mean, I think hardware specs is going to be minor upgrades. It's all about...
gimmicks.
Like, yeah. Interface stuff. Because, I mean, it costs too much to make video games now.
Yeah. And, like new displays are still not consumer-friendly.
Yeah.
And so you can't go any higher resolutions, or I don't see graphics getting better.
What's that new TV thing, 40K or something?
4K.
What is that? What does that mean?
4 times the resolution of current HD.
What does that mean?
Like 4,000 lines.
So does that mean... Like, higher definition?
Yeah.
Basically. So does that mean we're going to have a new HDMI port?
I don't know. I don't know what you need for that.
Oh.
I mean, it exists. Some projectors can show 4K. Cameras can record 4K. Like, there have been a lot of 4K movies already.
But, so is that going to become, like, the new standard for, of like, you know, oh, high definition, now it's going to be, oh, 4K?
Probably, yeah.
Oh. All right. Fair enough. Recommend?
I recommend the Simpsons game I've been playing. Simpsons Tapped Out for your iPhone or Android.
That sounds
device.
Like a fighting game or something.
Tapped Out or Tapping Out? I think it's Tapped Out.
Fair enough.
I recommend that. It's fun. It's a micromanaging game.
I never thought you'd be into micromanaging.
I didn't think so either, but it was Simpsons.
Alright, so are you going to get to like Masters of Orion now?
No.
Aw.
No.
Come on. Civilization, at least?
Nope. I thought about playing those before, and then nope. Not going to touch
Romance
them.
Of the Three Kingdoms?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's a really good one.
Not going to touch
it. It's based
any
on
those.
China. That's like half of you.
I am all of China.
No, you're not. You're half of it.
I am half of all of China.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. What about you? What do you recommend?
I recommend a pill called Diarrhea Relief.
Does it help?
I had really bad diarrhea for like 4 days. And then my friend's like, oh, there's this pill you need. And I'm like, okay. And then like she's like, yeah, okay, I'll text you later. And then she texts me and it said, it's called Diarrhea Relief. And I laughed. I said, there's no way it's called that. And then it turned out to be that.
And it works?
Yeah, it works wonders. Oh, cool. Man. If you ever have a diarrhea for, like, more than 2 days, it's not Shoppers. It's a Life brand thing.
All right. That's it.
Pretty much. Did we see any movies? No.
No.
I started watching that show, Raising Hope.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
I've heard of it.
About...
Is it about angels?
No. It's a basically dysfunctional families taking care of, like, a baby called Hope.
I see. Just like an X-Men.
Yeah, but it's a comedy, not a... Thriller.
Well, X-Men is kind of a comedy.
Certain episodes, but, like, you know, more or less, it's like, you know, those are, like, the filler episodes where it's like, you know, time to relax and have fun, but then, you know, eventually Magneto's going to come back.
I've been watching Community. That's pretty good.
Is that an English show?
Like, British English?
Yeah.
No, it's American.
Oh. I was watching a show, I wanted to get into it. It was called the It Crowd, or the IT Crowd.
Uh-huh.
But then it was like, okay, first, like, no, I'm not racist or anything, but it was, like, British or English. But then it was, like, that stupid thing of where they film it. Like, it was, like, The Office, but then they have the stupid laugh track.
Oh.
I was like, ah, I can't get into this.
I watched an episode of Parks and Recreation recently, and it's kind of like The Office, the way they film it. I couldn't stand it after a while.
Why?
They kept zooming in on characters every time they cut to them. It's like, cut to this, zoom, cut to that, zoom.
Do you think you could film... Let's say I had an idea, but it has to be shot, like, Office style.
I could do that.
Yeah.
That's so easy. Because it's just made to... It's not made to look professional.
Okay.
It's just...
So let's say there was a shot of you in it. Would you trust one of us to...
Yeah.
Yeah?
All you have to hold the camera. All
right.
They don't care if it goes out of focus or... Because it's a documentary.
Okay. All right.
And documentaries are on the fly.
I'll tell you what the idea is after the podcast.
All right. Well, guys, it's been an hour, almost an hour and a half, and,
So, yeah, what do you want to eat?
I don't know.
You're still not hungry? It's only, like...
I'm not really hungry.
It's only, like...
We got to film.
Five, three, oh, yeah.
We have to finish our last shot.
Until next month.
No! Well, that is kind of true. This doesn't have to be out till next month.
Is your schedule, set for next week?
Yeah.
Are you working Sunday?
Nope.
Okay, then we can, we'll have sushi next week, Sunday. I'll text Jude.
I had sushi yesterday.
Did you have a sushi?
Nope. It's taco. What? What do you mean? Why?
That's our thing now. Whenever we want all you can eat, oh, yeah, you're not part of that conversation. Me and Jude came to a realization that, like, oh, so, all you can eat sushi, I guess we're always going to go to Ace now? He's like, yeah.
So, wait, why Ace?
Because it's like in Square One, we all know where it is.
Oh, because of location.
Yeah.
Not because of price,
no,
or because
no,
of food.
No. I mean, Jude likes the crab thing. I bet you don't mind the crab thing.
What crab thing?
The spicy crab thing.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the best ones we had last time.
And, you know, and it's at Square One, which is everyone can get there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like it or not, that for all you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
Do you want to get sushi? Oh, no, you had sushi yesterday.
Yeah, I had sushi yesterday. I don't want sushi again.
Phil said...
All right, why are we still recording? Good. We're done.
Wait. For sushi. Wait. I have something special to say.
When are we going to go to that pizza place?
Yeah, about that.
I still want to go there.
So, check this out. I think Friday night. Dude's like, yo, how do you feel about all-you-can-eat Greek? And I was like, fuck
what?
You.
Wait, I'd be down for that.
Oh, God, what the pizza thing, goddammit?
Lunch pizza, dinner Greek.
And yeah, so apparently it's called like my big fat Greek buffet.
Oh, I think I heard of that.
Yeah. I the minute he told me that name, like, that's a clever name, but I don't like its reference.
I don't really know much about Greek food other than, like,
there's meat,
tzatziki sauce.
Yes.
And calamari.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Gyros.
That's what,
I had Jimmy the Greek today. That's all I know about Greek food.
Did you see that SpongeBob style thing?
Yep.
That was great, man. Right? That was great, oh, right? Man. That was the best. That was so good. That was good.
That's the only one I like. Good job, kid.
All right, you can end it there.
You got it.